Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Is it that time already? Yep, it is. Start of a new work week. Hope you all had a great weekend. I'm Will Salva. These are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. Well, Nate Sutton's favorite wide receiver, Stephon Diggs, went off last night. He had 10 catches for 130 yards and Buffalo's 26-15 win over the Steelers. His quarterback, Josh Allen, threw for 238 yards, two touchdowns and a pick, while his opposite number, Ben Roethlisberger, had 187 yards through the air to go along with two TDs and two picks. Now, let's get back to Diggs now for a second, shall we? He reached 100 receptions with his new team in just 13 games, tying Brandon Marshall from the 2012 season while he was a member of the Bears for the fastest to reach the century mark in NFL history. Safe to say, Allen is pretty happy to have Diggs as his teammate.
I can go on and on about how great of a guy and good of a teammate Steph is, but the dude can flat out play. I love throwing to him, and you know, he's just a great dude. All he wants to do is help this team win football games. He's a competitor. We have very similar mindsets. I love the guy. You know, he goes out there and competes his tail off, and I'm super blessed that we traded for him.
And you should feel blessed, Josh. That was huge to get Diggs in that trade. Now, despite suffering his second straight defeat, Pittsburgh did clinch a playoff berth with Miami's loss on Sunday. And the Chiefs, well, they're now the number one seed in the AFC because they overcame a 10-point deficit to knock off the Dolphins 33-27. KC clinching their fifth consecutive AFC West division title. Patrick Mahomes, another big day, 393 passing yards and two touchdowns to go, though, along with three interceptions. He says he has a love-hate relationship with the Dolphins' home stadium.
I mean, obviously, the love part. I mean, we've won the Super Bowl here, and we just clinched the AFC West. And so it seems like every time we leave the stadium, we have a hat of some type of thing we've accomplished. But then the hate part, I feel like I have half my interceptions, it seems like, at this stadium. So obviously, a little bit of a joke. I mean, whatever way we win football games, I love it. But at the same time, it was just it's just ironic that it had to be at the stadium.
Yes, I see the irony, but still, Patrick, you got a Super Bowl title in that stadium. Well, meanwhile, the Packers went on the road to Detroit and beat the Lions 31-24. Plus, with Minnesota losing by a score of 26-14 to Tampa Bay, the Pack clinching their second consecutive NFC North Division title. And Rodgers and company are currently the number one seed in the NFC because Eagles rookie quarterback Jalen Hurts making his first career start, passing for 167 yards with one touchdown throw, in addition to his 106 rushing yards, led Philly to a 24-21 win over the Saints. Hurts now joins Lamar Jackson from the 2018 season as the only quarterbacks with at least 100 rushing yards and their first career start in NFL history. He says the support he received from his teammates was key to his success.
You know, the guys that just told me to be you. Go out there and BJ Hurts, and everything else will take care of itself. And we all had each other's back. That's the beauty about all of this. We had each other's back going to battle out there against a really good football team, and we had so much money we left on the table. So moving forward, we just want to continue to build, learn from our mistakes, and hopefully progress.
And hopefully they will, Jalen. Well, for a complete recap of all of the Sunday games delivered with a dose of humor, be sure to download the Around the NFL podcast with our heroes. Well, that's it for me. I'm Will Sullivan, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.